Seabrook Nuclear Power Station sits on a salt marsh, about a mile from the open ocean. It's nestled behind Seabrook and Hampton beaches, and you can see the buildings of the Strip in the distance. Recently, NextEra Energy, which owns the station, pitched in to help the town of Hampton buy a super-accurate tidal gauge. The hope is the gauge will help the region and the nuke plant get a handle on what exactly higher seas and stronger storms will mean for the region.
If you look closely, as far you can see stones.
Alan Griffith is a company spokesman for NextEra. He says that mile of salt marsh helps soak up flooding, lessening the impact of big storms. And the plant itself is situated 21 feet above sea level and has been designed with flood protection in mind.
But that entire lip, that entire area that goes all the way around, is protected by that revetment wall. And that's further extension over and above what we've already been talking about.
But that doesn't calm everyone in the community. The Seacoast Anti-Pollution League has been sounding alarm bells about nuclear safety since before the plant was built. And that's led to a familiar back and forth. Doug Bogan is the executive director of that group.
Projections of sea level rise of, 3 to 6 feet in the next 100 years and perhaps sooner than that seem to indicate that the plant at the very least would be inundated by water.
And the plant's operators.
Even under the worst case scenario, it still doesn't even come close to inundating Seabrook Station in any way, shape, or form.
These exchanges can be maddening to lay observers. But UNH climate scientist Cameron Wake says if you're worried about sea level rise, the station shouldn't keep you awake at night.
The maps that we've drawn for the seacoast area show that the station itself is in relatively good shape in terms of its elevation above mean sea level. And so it's high enough, we don't expect the station itself to get inundated.
Nuclear safety worries get a lot of attention, but have also led to more planning and preparations at the plant. Meanwhile, a lot of coastal infrastructure, wastewater treatment plants, schools, roads, and seaside homes could be more at risk. And Wake is pretty pessimistic about the future of coastal communities that don't start planning for floods now.
And that's going to be a very sad situation, but we're just not going to have the resources to protect the entire 18 miles of seacoast in New Hampshire. And the sea is coming in, and we are going to have to let that sea come in some places and take infrastructure away.
The tidal gauge that NextEra helped to buy is part of that. It will help Hampton Fire and Rescue develop models for what kind of flooding could occur given a forecasted storm surge. But emergency response is just part of the picture. If flooding is going to become more common, what does that mean for the buildings on the coast?
20 to 50 years from now, things could be drastically different.
Sue Foote lives in Seabrook on a piece of land that her family has owned since the 1600s. During the past decade, she's watched as the rising saltwater table under her wooded lot has killed off trees on her property. She's now part of the Coastal Adaptation Work Group, which advises towns on how to build with increased flooding in mind. For example, a home's first floor, the most likely to get flooded, shouldn't have living space.
Storage, garage, with blowout walls if necessary, if the storm surge should come through there. And I'm also recommending that they have all their utility connections, like their electric box, their water shut off, located on the second floor.
This winter has been a tough one on the region. Flooding at Plum Island in Massachusetts eroded dunes and caused beach houses to fall into the sea. In February, storm surge and waves breached the seawalls in Rye and Northampton, pushing rubble out onto Route 1A. The seacoast is starting to plan for more floods. But the unanswered question, is that planning happening soon enough? For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.